Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
Views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Babies, who's bringing sexy back? Welcome to your morning cup of sports. Now, if you ain't jiving after that song, you ain't jiving at all. Man, this is Farmer. You got B somewhere here, you know, dancing. Man, he bringing sexy back because he's tired today. So, B, how you doing, brother?
Man, good morning, dude. I am exhausted rocking out to sexy, dude, I'm good. I'm tired, exhausted, and I'm rocking out to sexy back in nothing but a bow tie and banana hammock. That's right.
Oh,
B. Evans brought out the old stripper outfit, For your listening pleasure, viewing not so much.
Oh, man, you are bringing sexy back and the propeller and everything else, aren't you?
That's right. I do the helicopter and all while wearing my... I've even got one of the... I need to get one of those, like, Monopoly guy mustaches, too.
No, no.
Oh, yeah. It's like a completely random outfit.
Oh, Jesus. Just remember, we got people listening to us in their offices. No one needs to hear that. Dang it, man. Dang it. Woo.
Well, so just lightening the work day for you.
You're giving me an image that I just don't need, brother.
Oh, man.
Ooh, oh. I should have known. Should have known coming into to the studio, you're playing sexy back. I'm like, oh, it's going to be one of them days.
That's right.
One of them days on your morning cup of sports. We've been doing
that's
so good
right.
as of late, and then you play Bringing Sexy Back. I'm like, all right, here we go. Let's just, you know, take it like a champ and do whatever we need to do to get through this show.
That's one of those songs, whenever you hear it, the inner stripper inside everybody comes out.
Right. So, yesterday was fun. You actually got to watch some bears eat some salmon, which I said that was 10 times better than watching surfing, right? Was I not right?
At least that one surfing event, yes.
Well, right, right. Well, you know, I'm only going off of the ones that I've watched, and, you know, until I find, you know, a good surfer, you know, good surfing one from this surfing page that I follow, and you know, until then, I'm going to say bears eating salmon up in Alaska is 10 times more fun and entertaining than surfing.
I was waiting for one of them. I've seen it on Discovery Channel. I was waiting for one to just snatch one out, like, in mid-stride, like.
That was yesterday, or that was on Sunday, bro. I was like, whoa!
Man,
and
I missed
then,
it.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I invited you, but, you know, you were too busy playing with the, you know, 1.4s. But anyway. yeah, man, it was cool. And then me... Being me, everyone knows that I can be a smart A. Everyone knows this, right? I'm in the comments section.
No, not
asking,
you.
Asking, right, not Farmer. Asking to see if the bear has his fishing license. And then...
Who's going to be brave enough to go up and tell him he can't fish there?
right. Not me. You. You go do it. And then, me being, again, the smart A that I am, I'm like, no, this is more entertaining than watching the Chicago Bears play football.
No. Oh. No. You know, it's kind of ironic, too, that the you mentioned the Bears eating the fish. And then you mentioned the Chicago Bears, and now we've got the ex-Bear going to the Fishes for a season with Jay Cutler going to the Dolphins.
Wow. Look at you are awake this morning, aren't you?
Man, I don't even know where the hell
that came from.
Man,
you connected the dots here. That's for you. That's
dude,
amazing.
I'm looking through my eyelids.
B. Evans is on his game today.
I'm doing the show with my eyes closed, and I figured that one out. Wow. I am on it. Yes.
Look
high five
B,
myself.
Man.
No friends. Yeah.
I was wondering to see if you were going to figure that out because, you know, bears eating salmon generally isn't about sports. But then I got salmon the Bears, fishing. You all right today, B? You are all right today.
Man, I am trying.
I will give you a pass today. I will give you a hard pass today.
Well, you're so generous.
Hey, you know.
Thank you.
I got to be nice to you every now and then, right?
Yeah,
I'll be nice
yes.
to you every now and then because, you know, I put you on the spot yesterday, you know, busting chops and everything else like that. So I gotta give you a hard pass today.
Oh, well, I greatly appreciate the generosity there.
Don't get used to it.
No, I know that. That's definitely something that doesn't get used to. You shouldn't.
Right.
Because if you ever... And send us a message out to every one of our listeners all around the world, right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. If you ever get excited over a moment where a farmer's being generous, well, if you expect it to happen more often, you are sadly setting yourself up for failure.
But this one, B, is actually generosity. Coming from my heart to you, so don't be a Debbie Downer right now.
Oh, no, negative, not a Debbie Downer. Debbie does Dallas,
don't
maybe, not
Debbie
Downer.
Today. Don't do it. No Debbie Downers here today.
Man,
I just fumbled my keys like...
Did you even catch what I said?
No, tell me again.
I said Debbie does Dallas, maybe, but not a Debbie Downer.
I wonder if there's a Debbie on the Dallas Cowgirls cheerleading team. The thoughts that go through my head.
I'm going to pause for just a moment while that marinates in the brain.
Right, marinating today. Yes, we are. Gotta love the marinating.
Oh, man. What the hell are we, what is going on? What are we doing right now?
We are marinating. We are thinking if there's a Debbie on the Dallas Cowboys team or cheerleading team.
Yeah,
we were talking about the Bears and fish, which is odd and awkward all at the same time. And you didn't post a link today, did you?
I did, sir. I did. It's the pinned post, actually.
Wow,
it was a quick
you.
Job.
You are.
I
yeah.
I cheated.
Well,
I cheated.
That job here, you know?
Well, I was stuck over at work late, so I cheated. But
all right.
It was that.
Fucking eater.
It was that or not get a link up at all. And I tell everybody
cheater,
it's the pinned post.
Eater.
It's always the pinned post. Go to our page. Click on that pinned post. Every morning before the show, and that will be your link. So, yes,
all right.
it was there.
All right. Whew. So, you know, there's this meme going around on Facebook. It's Jay the Pick Cutler with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth thinking... Oh, man, they actually took me up on my offer. Looks like I got to go to work. They didn't tell me what team I was throwing to, so I'll just throw wherever the ball goes. It was comical, man.
If this is the case, I mean, shit, I could be an NFL quarterback just to grab the ball and throw it in the air. Hopes and dreams that someone on my team catches it.
Right.
I mean... And if you think about it, all quarterbacks are very successful because a catch is a catch. I mean, it might not be a positive catch, but it's still a catch. It's a completed pass to the good guy or the bad guy. So you go. I think.
Then that's no different than your buddy. Your buddy Colin Sacker pick.
Sorry, are you talking, sir?
B. What am I going to do with you?
Oh, I don't even know what I'm doing with myself, man. What are you talking about?
So, I think I posted this on our page. Did you see where the dude was slinging a bow and arrow on two swinging Pepsi bottles and he nails both of them?
No, I did not see that. I'm scrolling right now. I am scrolling right freaking now.
Oh, careful now. Easy. Don't scroll too fast.
I'm on my way.
He's coming down because he's bringing sexy back.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Brothers don't know how to act. Oh, my Lord. So, there it is. Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Here it is. Banana hammock. Yeah.
Banana hammock, bow tie, Monopoly guy, mustache, and a monocle. I gotta have the monocle.
You do, and you gotta have the paper money. Gotta have that paper money flashing.
And Mr. You remember Mr. Peanut, right?
Yeah.
You and his cane, because he had the cool cane.
Oh snap. There it is. With some aviators. You got to rock some aviators.
Missing a lens. Missing one lens so the monocle can be seen. Yes.
There's an image that I don't need in my head right now, and I help.
I'm just saying, if I wear that, I'm definitely getting committed and a monthly check.
Right. And you have to be doing something extreme ironing.
Yes. Holy shit. I just watched that video. That was cool. If you ain't seen it yet, go to our Facebook page and watch this video. That was wild.
It's kind of deep. It's deep, but, you know, because we are a posting fools on this. So, it is definitely deep. No pun intended on the bringing sexy back. It's not that bad. It's right there. But, yeah, it's. You know, at first, I was like, it was just crazy, B, that this guy could do it. I'm watching it right now, stringing the bow back, and Yahtzee. He's like, yeah, got it. You know?
That's cool, though, man. Like,
it was. And then, you know, I would really love to see this for, like, the All-Star game. Or, you know, the Pro Bowl. Sorry, not the All-Star game. I had baseball in the dome. But, you know, the Pro Bowl to me is a joke. There's nothing at stake. There's no home field advantage.
It's them clowning around.
Nothing. Right. It's them pulling their PUD.
You look the NBA, I mean, they do the same thing. They do the All-Star game, and it's just a back-and-forth dunk competition and who can, you know, shoot in the longest jumper. It's just a clown session. Like, what's the point in even doing it? Who cares?
Right.
Now, if we're going to see these teams actually battle it out, you know, you take, like, the top bet, you know, the best of the best, throw them on a team, or you get, like, a fan voting going on, you know, the last 2 months of the season or something, and you put them in it or whatever, you know, something in some way that actually gets them, you know, and then actually have them compete. You know, who has the best division in football, you know? Who's the best, AFC or NFC? Find out this year's Pro Bowl, you know, and they actually battle it out. It's not like they got to play the Super Bowl, so they ain't worried about injuries because they ain't made it. That's why they're in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
You know, and the NBA All-Star games the same damn way. It's like, what's the point in watching? Everybody watches it, and they're like, oh, man, that game was so badass. It was like, it wasn't a game. It was them just messing around,
right,
making millions of dollars to just clown.
There's two sports where their All-Stars actually mean something for their division. Baseball, it means something because whoever wins gets home field advantage game one for the World Series. That's huge.
Yes.
That's big.
Yes.
And then hockey.
It is.
The All-Star game in hockey, they also, the winning team gets game one, for their division on home ice. So at least they're playing for something because, maybe their team's in it because hockey is in midseason for their All-Star break. Baseball's kind of midseason for theirs. But let's go back to football because football is coming. Football is rocking out. And my train of thought. But anyway, if you have this All-Star game after the Super Bowl, the Pro Bowl after the Super Bowl, where you get all the quarterbacks, even the scrub quarterbacks that are only playing in the NFL. We're not talking the jabronis that are, riding the no-job curtain. Well, you know who that is, B. We don't need to say his name. But, and actually do like a drills test. Like this one thing of Aaron Rodgers, the Rodgers. Throwing the ball. Whee! God only knows how many yards that is. It looked like 50, 60 yards into a basket. It actually makes it. Now, how many times did it take him to do that? I don't know because they always show the good stuff. Now, this does look like this is a couple years old because number 13, Vince Young, was there, and I think they're trying to pull it off. This is Aaron Rodgers now hucking a ball and making it into a basket. Now, why can't the Pro Bowl do something like that, for the quarterbacks and actually have a drills test. And whoever makes the most in the bucket or whoever makes the most going through the tire rings or, old school football, like what they did when they were kids and that type of thing. And running backs could do something. Wide receivers could do something.
Yeah.
But most people, when it comes to the combine – and everything else like that are really there to see the quarterbacks because they actually do something. They actually throw something. They at least me, granted, I don't follow the combine personally, but I do know that a show, on the network will, but it's just, I'm not a fan of jumping who can jump the highest. I'm not a fan to see who can run the fastest. I'm not that type of person. I'm not that big of a jock sniffer, per se. I just want to see them play football. Right, B? Uh-oh. Did we lose my B? B.
Hello. What the fuck?
Huh. All right.
Hey.
Sorry about that. There's some technical difficulties going on my end.
All right. So you took us to a song?
No. I'm still here. Yes.
All right. Hey. I thought you took us to the green room. I was going to call you dirty names and make you like it, but now that we're live, I won't.
There was some technical issue going on with my mic here, and it cut out, so I had to turn around and call in real quick.
So, B?
Yes?
What do you think? What do you think of my idea, or did your microphone that the network just gave you brand new, you know, not have you listen to me?
I actually did not catch it, so can you give it to me again?
Are you flipping kidding me?
In a nutshell.
Well,
I heard part of it. I did hear part of it, and then it just kind of cut out.
So go off a part of it, then. This should be fun, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I don't know how much of a part of it I heard, though.
Anyway, let's just move on. You know, I got some hate mail already coming, B. They're like, Farmer, you're talking and Brian's not answering. Farmer, you got technical difficulties today.
Let's do it this way. I like it, Farmer, because you always come out with a great idea and it makes sense, and I couldn't agree with you more. We should definitely petition for it to be done that way. Do what?
I love the corporate answer. I like it.
See, I've had a lot of practice, man. I was in the Army, remember?
Yeah, a lot of ass-kissing, huh?
No ass-kissing, just agreeing with what they say and then disagreeing when they're not around.
Right?
I'll go back
Sounds
and
like
listen later. And then...
to me, bro.
Besides, I don't know when the last thing was you washed that nasty thing. So, I mean, you know, I'm not kissing your ass.
last night.
Oh, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I know, right? So, we've really been missing B's B Sport of the Day. Yeah, we leave it for like 10 minutes, and we don't get that much time to talk about it. I feel like I'm jipping our B Sports, bro. I do. I feel like we're jipping them.
Well... As you know, we were talking yesterday, and I did say that the annual Redneck Games was something that I wanted to start getting into. And now, let's break down the annual Redneck Games, because this is interesting, the games they come up with. They're held in East Dublin, Georgia. They were started in 1996, and they ran until 2012. I've been in the process of trying to figure...
They're not doing it now?
Well, no, and that's what I'm trying to figure out is why it was stopped. So...
Beer moments! That's why they stopped, B!
Oh, here we go. Due to declining revenue and attendance. Now, how would this be a decline attendance to watch... Who would not want to watch Redneck Horseshoes and the Hubcap Hurl and the Armpit Serenade? Come on, man. The Armpit Serenade. Really? You're going to tell me that's in attendance?
I don't know. I can't
Bob and
say Pitt, I would go.
The Mud Pit Belly Flop.
Right.
Now.
Again. This is like a big hold by beer moment. And, you know, America's smart now, bro. This is why all these B sports are over in, you know, Europe and everything else like that, because we're more sophisticated here, bro. Come on now.
Hold on, is this opposite day?
Nope.
I'm sorry. You said we're sophisticated and America's smart. And No. The annual Redneck Games is what America is about. Okay? And not to mention, every time I bring up a B sport, you're like, it's not American. And now you're saying all the good B sports are not in America.
Well,
now,
for the ones that you have given me, this one here, I would do the cheese roll before I would do this one.
I would love to do the cheese roll. The cheese roll looks so much fun, except
with
for all the
padding on them. No. Yeah. Farmer Smart got to do it in like football padding, a helmet, a neck brace, you know,
nope.
And roll down that.
I can see you now. You remember the movie Little Giant?
Yes, that's me.
You remember the kid that came out all wrapped up in like a mattress and bubble wrap,
yep,
and everything? He's like, my mom said the padding you gave me wasn't enough. I can see you going, showing up to roll a cheese ball down a hill and chase after it wrapped up like that. Looking like Walmart's rollback prices of the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Hey, now, you call me fat now? Wait a minute. Come on now.
No, I'm saying with all the padding.
Oh, yeah. Good save, B. Good save.
Thank you. See?
You're welcome.
I'm still kind of awake.
Yeah, I know, right? Latter half of the show, B's fading.
But in all honesty, that would be hilarious to see. I would have loved to have seen that. Okay, that was one of my favorite movies. And that kid, man, could you imagine playing football when you're young, Pop Warner League, and some kid comes out looking like that? I mean, you know he's getting – you know he's been a tackling dummy. You know he's the new tackling dummy.
Yes, you do. And no, this is not bullying, ladies and gentlemen. B and I do not promote bullying on any way, shape, or form. It's football.
It's theoretically speaking. That's what it is.
But there it is.
Holy shit. B. Evans said a big word in the morning.
Woo! Hey, write that down in the book, B. Write it down.
I'm writing it down.
That was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of day. Look at me use that big word in the right context.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's awesome. I'm bringing sexy back with big words and a monocle and a banana hammock. Oh, yeah.
Anyway, B, you know, these redneck games, I could make up a redneck game, triathlon, another big word from Farmer today. Whew, stress, that's why.
Hold on,
anyway.
Message what? Out to the, message out to upper management of Radio AFS. Farmer and B. Evans have proven that they have some kind of vocabulary. We need a pay raise.
Yes, dig it. Send that email. Send it.
How many emojis, dude? How many emojis should I put in that email?
You should do I, and then somehow do dollar signs, and then a heart for I love you, and just send it. Don't even do words, bro, because that's like the new thing is emoji talking.
I can't stand when people do that shit, man. I really can't, because you can't understand.
To you this weekend. I said, I love bacon.
Now, see, that part is understandable. But when some of these people send, like, a whole sentence in emojis, and I feel like I should be on, like, the national – I should be on, like, the next Nicolas Cage movie of – you know, National Treasure, trying to decipher code and everything, because it's ridiculous.
Right.
Like, who has time to sit there and scroll through all their damn emojis and try to make a sentence out of it? It's stupid.
I did it.
Well, now you've got this thing where the predictive emoji, have you noticed that? Where you're, like, on Facebook or whatever, and you go to type in a word, and they gives you the emoji,
like,
pops up.
Like poop.
Oh, I hate that.
But not poop? Yeah. Oh, I know. Trust me. Like, no, it's usually when I type in Brian, the big shit turd comes up. I'm like, yes! Anyway, you know, so getting back to this redneck sport thing, we could do this. You and I could create a game that is 10 times better than belly flapping. Why?
Yes.
because we could integrate all these B sports, you know, or a non-sport, like the beer helmet that they pour and you drown yourself in it. I would go to pay see that. I would go pee too, but I would also go pay to see some people playing chip golf, chip beer pong. You know, I would go pay to see a slip and slide kickball. I would go pay to see that. Wouldn't you?
Most definitely. Hell yeah, I'd pay to see it.
Is way too busy writing this letter to management. An emoji.
No, we got to. We got to do the extreme ironing. But it has to be, if it's going to be during the redneck, you know, if it's going to be a redneck annual event, then we've got to do the, in the middle of a tractor pool, through the mud.
Right.
Or
have some lumberjacks where they got to climb up the tree and they're straddling the trees and they're ironing up there, you know, but you got to get up there first.
Exactly. Yes.
This is easy. But then to find contestants stupid enough to do it. That's the ticket. You know what? We are still waiting, ladies and gentlemen who listen to your Morning Cup of Sports. We are still waiting for our first photograph of extreme ironing from one of our listeners. So, just remember, if you're a listener, you got to at least try it once.
Yes. Now, are you going to do it?
Am I?
We're still waiting on your picture too, buddy.
No, well, wait a minute. We're still waiting on you too. 1.5er that got in trouble.
Look, man, they're on some other level nonsense, man. Damn, rent-a-cop, plastic badge, people. Like, and it's funny, too, because now, you know me. I like to reference movies. There is a movie
right
that I highly recommend.
They are like Paul Blart.
Yes. No, they're worse than that. Paul Blart was at least successful at something. You know, but Paul Blart was awesome. I could see you pulling off the Paul Blart for Halloween.
Got jokes. I'm not knocking you to work. Have fun. Have fun doing the show now for the rest of a whole 20 minutes by myself. Or by
it wasn't a fat joke. I was just saying.
No. Have fun. Have fun talking to you, Colin Kaepernick.
Well, anyways, I highly recommend you to watch this movie. And not only that, but you need to read the book as well, because the book is so much funnier. But it's called I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. And there's this scene where a guy gets kicked out of a strip club, right? And he's sitting there, and he's drunk, and he's urinating on the side of a dumpster. And these two cops walk up to him, and he shines his light on the guy, and he goes, "What are you doing?" And he turns and he goes, "Oh, excuse me, Mr. Plastic Badge." And he goes, "What'd you say to me?" He goes, "Don't mind me, boys, just baking a cake." The cop's getting shitty with him, and he goes, "Well, let me ask you a question there." Yeah, that's where he goes, "Let me ask you a question there, Mr. Plastic Badge." He goes, "Are you a cop because you have a GED or because you have erectile dysfunction?"
Oh, no.
And with that being said, we have a caller on the line. So I'd like to welcome back to our show,
Truckers.
What is going on, man?
Hey, brother, what's happening? I was trying to check out your videos and was kind of couldn't quite figure out which one you were talking about. Then it came up that the guy with the bow and arrow and the swinging water bottles.
Yes.
Impressive.
Very.
And
yeah.
To your very nice co-host, I would like to say, for a guy who doesn't want to talk about colonoscopy, you bring his ass up a lot. Have you noticed that?
I do. I do, because I know it bugs Brian, because I don't actually call him by his real name.
No. Okay. Well, yeah. Brian, did you catch that post I put on there about Greg Duffield put his take on it and how the liberals are all going to start boycotting the NFL?
No.
Now,
no,
here's the thing. Well, if the liberals boycott it, I don't think the NFL will notice. But they noticed when your diehard football fans were getting a little upset. Actually, most of the people that were watching last year, I think, were basically just kind of like I call them middle-of-the-road fans. Like, how in the world does somebody become a Dallas Cowboy fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan? That's the guys that weren't watching last year. I mean, it's like the Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers for all that.
Whoa,
you
find that person and you beat him.
Back,
okay.
Buddy.
Here. That'd be like a Pittsburgh Squealer fan liking the Baltimore Davis.
Well, that's individual. That's not going to happen. What I'm talking about is a couple teams that pretty much have a pretty good rivalry and that span something important, whether it's playoff games, Super Bowls, or whatever. Now, that's what I call your middle-of-the-road fans, not your diehards. Like, I don't care what any player of any other team does, I'm still going to watch my Steelers games. Am I going to, like, watch a whole lot of other football? Probably not.
Right.
But, you know what I mean? So, the people that they lost probably weren't doing much for them anyway. And it's not like attendance was down on any of the quality teams.
Valid.
I thought about doing my own petition on iPetition, saying if Colin Sackerpick gets picked up by an NFL team, will you boycott the NFL? I thought about making that petition.
That'd be interesting. Because the thing
right?
I mean, you'll get like the middle of the road fans that won't watch.
Right.
But.
So they get 28K. Wonder what I could get. And I'm in a lot of groups. I network very, very well with people. B, what do you think, man? What do you think?
Do what now? What'd you just
Where
say?
Where are you today?
No. You said something right as I was getting ready to answer. What'd you say?
I said, do you think I should do it?
Wouldn't be a bad idea. It'd be interesting to see the results that you come up with.
I say go for it because I would love to see the outcome of this petition. I would love to see how many people would actually sign it.
And I'm going to put it from your morning cup of sports, too. Not me.
Okay. Why not?
That means you're attached to it, too, Kaepernick lover.
But – I don't want to talk about Kaepernick right now. I want to talk about
something. All right, tell me what you want to talk about.
This is even more funny, and I'm going to keep on the quarterback situation for just a few moments because I got a couple things here. Okay. This is pretty funny. And JJ, since you are a football fan as well, this is going to be an interesting conversation here. Johnny Manziel has declared that he wants to get back into football, but he's more interested in being a coach. He talked about doing it in the conference in Costa Rica, of all places. He said probably college is where he announced it. He said he'd probably do college, but he wants to coach football. He wants to be a head coach in football. Now, if you think about it, since he's been released from the Browns, the only kind of anything that he had from the NFL was when he met with Sean Payton, the coach of the Saints. That didn't even turn into anything. Now, I'm going to say that at this point, the NFL is probably going to be more likely to let Colin Kaepernick come back than Johnny Manziel, the coach. So,
okay, a couple things here. First of all, the NFL doesn't have a problem with colonoscopy being signed somewhere. There's a major difference here. Because he hasn't violated any of the NFL standards. I mean, he has violated American standards. Okay? And remember, he's the one that opted out of the last year of his contract.
Thank you.
So, there's a totally different deal here. I mean, it's sort of like Martavis Bryant with Pittsburgh Steelers right now, working on his reinstatement. He can do this, this, and this, but he can't do this, this, and this. They're expecting him to be fully reinstated sometime this week. We'll see. Now, that's not where Kaepernick is. He's sort of like trying to get it, you know, with a different team, and the fans don't want him. I mean, I was actually impressed about the fact that what the Raven fans done, and I told them that when I was up there last week. I mean, the thing is,
now,
if you're in your last game, you really do suck. But we all know he's an above-average NFL quarterback. He has shown that in a good system. So it all depends where he lands. I'm sure sooner or later somebody will sign him.
Right.
Now,
maybe. Who knows?
Here's the quarterback issue that I have right now. And this is really, really bad in my eyes. Okay? You're setting your team up for failure. You're setting yourself up for failure. And you're not setting a good example for children around the world that look up to you, or adults that haven't grown up yet that look up to you. When Jay Cutler was called by the Dolphins coach Adam Gase called Jay Cutler and asked him if he would like to play for them, he asked him if he was in good enough shape to play this season. Jay Cutler said yes. They quickly agreed that they could make it work. He told him he was good to go. It was a very short conversation, and that was pretty much it. He commented, though, that he says, the good thing is that I play quarterback, so I don't have to be in that great a shape to play football. Now.
Only Jay Cutler.
Have you seen, like, my thing is, and I also, I love the meme that we had posted on the page on Jay Cutler about the joke.
Yeah.
The joke we had posted up about him playing. Now, he's like, oh, now it's real. I got to hold up to it. But how are you going to sit there and be like, oh, well, I don't have to be in great cardiovascular shape to be able to play the quarterback position. So, yeah, I can be fat and lazy, and that's okay because a couple months of retirement's not going to hurt me none. I'll just come back in. And how much you want to bet the Dolphins ain't going to do – they weren't going to do much this year anyways, but how much you want to bet they do less than subpar because of Jay Cutler's on his physical condition?
No bet there. Here's the thing. When the Steelers went down there last year, early part of the season, 100 degrees, and they were running out of air early. Now, and they were, and on by and large, most of your offense, defensive linemen are in real good cardiovascular shape. So, Jay Cutler's about to get with the program. He's going to have his hell of a heart attack. And that's a fact. Because running around in 100-degree heat with 90% humidity, that is going to wear and tear on however good cardiovascular shape you think you're in. So it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out. Well, gentlemen, I got a roll, so I will catch up with you guys tomorrow.
Bye, JJ. Thank you, bro.
Come on in.
You have a good one. Bye-bye.
I was going to say something, but Trucker JJ just kept on flapping it at the lips, and I lost my train of thought.
Well, here's one for you. Here's one for you that's right up your alley, Farmer. Now,
All right.
So, for those of you who don't know, our main man, Farmer here, is the host of the Beating Drum. Now, this one is actually kind of it's in relation to. Okay, now we know the NFL has relaxed their rules about on-field celebrations by players, but they still, you know, some things are still not okay. Well, Josh Norman, the cornerback for the Washington Redskins, complaining, making a case saying that he feels that he's being picked on by the NFL for using his bow and arrow celebration. And saying that, you know, now they're saying, you know, the NFL saying you can, you know, imitating a weapon of any sort is not okay. And so, you know, of course, he's going to keep getting penalties and fines and this and that. Now, you're not just picking one person. I mean, they're going to go after anybody that does anything, but of course, he's not doing it. Now, you know, Josh Norman, you know, he was penalized and fined for the celebration last year. And he keeps doing it. So he keeps getting fined. And his argument, though, he says you can shoot a cannon in a stadium in Tampa Bay, or you can shoot a musket in a stadium, talking about in New England as well. If one of them is bad and looked at as dangerous, how come not all of them are looked at in that way? Which is a valid point. Said, but when someone shoots an imaginary bow and arrow up in the sky, that's a penalty. So why is that violence, but it's okay to shoot a cannon or a musket? You know, he's not understanding that. And I can agree with him in that sense. I think the way that's kind of targeting.
He has a valid bitch.
Yes, he does. In a way, I almost feel like that's kind of targeting the situation that is dealt with via the beating drum. What are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. You know, I look at it as, you know, as what you just said. You know, you can do cannons, you can do muskets, you can do, you know, all sorts of other weaponry. But when Josh Norman shoots a bow and arrow, it's right. It's not so much a it could be a beating drum thing, but I believe he was doing the bow and arrow when he was in Carolina. And he was also getting penalized there, too. It's kind of his thing. It's kind of his MO. Whatever he does is he shoots his bow and arrow. But here's the thing, B, and not to take anything away from what you just said. It's all a valid thing. But these fines that these NFL players get, it's like you and I going to McDonald's. It's just a drop in the bucket. You know, it's 5K, it's 10K. Okay, fine me. I make 1.5, 1.2, or $150 million a year, 10 grand ain't going to hurt me. So how about I do this? I'm just going to give you $1 million right now so I can do whatever I want and just take it out of $1 million.
Well, and my thing on that, too, is, you know, I do feel like they're going a little overboard with the fines. Sometimes they get a little ridiculous with it. It's almost like their way of, you know, paying these players but getting their money back. You know, finding ways to make money back. You know,
right.
And with that being said, apparently Trucker JJ did not have to go because he's actually back on the line. And
JJ, you got 6 minutes left. You got to sit there and listen to B and I talk poop.
All right. Well. Oh my god, you're so funny.
Did you just completely cut off Trucker JJ?
No, I think I did by accident. We're bringing him back. Hold on a second. JJ,
are
you with us?
Alright, I'm here. Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We were actually about to wrap up the show, man. We're going to wrap up the
I figured I'd just show and listen and catch the last little bit about that. And all the NFL players' fines, does anybody know where that money goes?
Roger Goodell's pocket.
I doubt that, but I'm sure some of it makes its way there. Hmm. Interesting.
That's a thought. That's deep thought for me right now. I don't want to get that deep, JJ. So, Brian.
Ready for that shit.
Yeah, way too early for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious kind of stuff.
That's right.
We'll just take that with a spoonful of bullshit mixed with castor oil, all right?
hey, at least it'll go down smooth, JJ. Can I put a little ketchup on there for flavor or no?
You don't want those in too long.
So hopefully we find some good surfing today. I don't know when they surf, but I'm going to be looking on their surfing channel so I can see some waves, so I can finally say a bear in a stream up in Alaska is not more entertaining than surfing. I'm looking for it, but yeah, it just doesn't look like it's going to happen. We are still waiting, JJ, for your ironing in your semi. We're waiting on it.
Well,
we are waiting on our very, very first picture of somebody extreme ironing. Now, you don't have to plug the iron in because the dude swimming with the shark can definitely tell that he isn't ironing down there, because if he plugged it in, he'd be electrocuted and then all bad. That's extreme right there. So
that is extreme.
I am calling out our listeners, all two of you right now. Hopefully there's more. All two of you, maybe three of you, I need my extreme ironing pictures. That way
I'll tell
I
you
know
what.
There's somebody listening to us, or else
I'll issue out a challenge right now. You're hearing it right here on your Morning Cup of Sports from B. Evans. You throw up, send us one of your extreme ironing pictures, and I will match it and one-up it. And that way, there you go. And then if you want to come back at it.
Does that include me too?
Yes, you can one-up their pictures as well.
No, I mean one-up yours.
Oh, you go ahead and one-up mine.
Okay.
You know,
I'll see what I can come up with, because I got to get the ironing board and the truck in, right?
Yep.
No pressure.
You walk off the entire freeway, trucker. Go jackknife on the freeway and just get your iron out and just start ironing for a few minutes.
Nah, that's not going to happen. I don't need that on my back report.
Well, you know, if the protesters can block the freeway for their BS, Trucker JJ, for a minute, can block the freeway so he can do some ironing.
Well, here's the thing. Have you ever noticed how many pictures you see where they're blocking the freeway and there are no big trucks in the front row? I've seen one. That was J.B. Hunt, and that kind of says it all right there.
Yeah, but,
just an observation. Roll on, 18-wheeler. Roll on.
I hear you there.
Down. 18-wheels and trucking. Yeah.
You got it. All right, I love it. Out there, and I look forward to checking you all tomorrow.
All right, JJ.
Right on, brother.
Be safe.
Have
brother.
A good one.
Later, brother. Bye-bye.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear a truck being jackknifed on the freeway somewhere, and the dude's out there ironing, hey, you know who it is. It's JJ. So, B, another weird cattywampus. Not a big word for me today. Weird cattywampus, your Morning Cup of Sports.
Yes. Well, have we ever had a normal one, honestly?
Yesterday wasn't half bad. That was semi-normal.
Okay, yeah, it was semi-normal, with the exception of singing to O'Neill, my good buddy, for his happy birthday, which he very much loved. He found that very, very comical. And glad we could make him laugh for his birthday. You know, that was good. You know, always got to have a good laugh to start off on a Monday, which is what we're here. This is what we do. Now, with that being said, we got a few seconds left. Please send in your pictures so I can one-up them. So far, we can one-up me, so then we can send them back, and we can post them on our page. With that being said.
Who's the cream? Who's the sugar?
And
we out?